Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 112. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And welcome to Thursday night. It is July something, 25th. Almost the end of July. Time flies when you're having fun. Or just in regularness. Just kind of always flies. But yeah.
Maybe learn something new so time will slow down. Go read about it.
Like relativity?
Yep. Huh. I thought we had talked about that off air.
Yeah, we did. I was just kidding. Gotcha. So yeah, welcome. It's been a regular-sized week of news.
Yeah, a good week, I think, overall.
Nothing terribly crazy. But you just want to kick into it or what?
Let's kick it.
Yesterday already? Google had an event, a breakfast, they called it, with the guy, the head of, I'm not going to try to say his name. Yeah, I thought about doing it anyway, but I'm not going to. He's the head of Android and the head of Chrome. And he announced some new items we knew were coming, some we knew were coming, some maybe we didn't. They announced Android 4.3.
Yes.
Does it have any cool features? Mostly technical things?
Yeah, it's more tech related things. The one thing that I did think was cool was the
OpenGL 3. Is that what it's called? Is that even right?
No, that's right. Is OpenGL ES3, I think.
GLS 3, yeah. That has to do with your visual interpretation.
Yeah, it's supposed to make gaming...
they showed some pretty cool videos,
like,
really.
If you're at all in the PC gaming world, you are very familiar with OpenGL. So they're doing a big update, which means it'll have faster and smoother processing of graphics, which will be pretty sweet. They did user profiles, like, so you can have more than one on there, and they can be restricted. So
that's definitely something I wish iOS would do for tablets, at least. I mean,
well, especially when you have a kid,
right?
You know,
and that's what they pushed. And really, it's funny because I think it's the Fire has had that since like they launched. But it's funny that no one else has picked up on it, and everybody loves it. But
because it's like there's been quite a few stories also that, with people who their children have racked up, you know, thousands of dollars. Because it was just recently, was it like $7,000, $8,000?
Yeah, what was that thing when you get a bunch of people together and sue a class action lawsuit against Apple for it a while back, which they paid out now. But
that's so ridiculous. Hey,
I'm
people,
sorry you weren't watching my children.
It's like obviously game developers are going to make it easy because they want you to do that. You know, it's like today when I was playing, I got a new, you know, I don't have many games that I play on my phone. We got a new one. You've probably played it before. It's called Plague Inc.
Oh, that's an awesome game.
Oh, man.
It's very addicting.
It's seriously.
It's hard at first.
So I've only played 3 games. But anyways, like, I was like, no, it's like, I'm like, how do you unlock this? So I was like clicking around, jeez. And all of a sudden it brings me to Google's page. And I was like in the Play Store, and I was like, oh, shit. Back. I'm like, I'm not spending $2 on... And
it's really something you can unlock in the game.
Right. And I was like,
play through it and beat it on different levels.
So,
but you can, instead of winning and playing the game, you can just buy things and not play the game. But yeah, no, they definitely make it easy. That's the whole point. It's a good game. You should check it out if you haven't. Plague Inc. Destroy humanity. And speaking of Google Play, they added Google Playcast. I don't know what they call it. Google Playathon. Is there a word? I don't know what they call it. Google Play Center. Game Center. They call it Game Center.
Oh, I didn't read anything about that, actually.
So it's like Game Center on iOS, but it's for Android. Minus the green felt is what I read. Ha ha ha. Good one. Any other? What else did Android 4.3 bring you? Did you get it on your tablet already?
No, I haven't been, because I haven't had wireless.
Oh, fair enough.
So that's what I'll do after the show. So go check. I know they were sending it out to all Nexus 7s,
Yeah, go right into it.
And Bluetooth. That was another thing.
Smart
actually.
Bluetooth.
Yeah. So for people with the MyFit.
Fitbits.
There's and
probably both. Fitbits and FlexFits and Nike. Oh, Nike only does iOS.
And the Swatch and the Switch and the...
Swatch.
Yeah. All those.
Anything with Bluetooth. You'll be able to... It'll make it not drain your battery, basically, is what's happening.
Yeah.
So, good job.
Yeah.
But there was nothing... It was more technical things that was in Android 4.3. Nothing except the profiles and the Game Center were the two biggest consumer-facing things.
I didn't catch, and I didn't look it up. Are they renaming it, or are they sticking with Jelly Bean?
Oh, it's Jelly Bean.
Okay.
4.3 Jelly Bean.
So I'm glad they did that.
They realized, how fast are we going to run out of names? That's
right.
Why.
They're like, oh, we've got 26 letters.
We really didn't plan that through.
They're like, oh, we didn't think we were going to be this good.
Who would have thought our company would have lasted more than 2 years? Not me. Just kidding. You silly Android kids. So speaking of the Nexus 7, what else happened? Any new Nexus 7s out there?
Yeah, they showed a new one.
It was completely leaked before everything about it.
It was literally everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, cool. Well, at least the leaks were true.
It's thinner. It's lighter. It's got a rear fit. Yours doesn't have any camera at all.
No, it has 1.3 on the front.
Front? Okay, so this one has a rear facing as well.
Which is cool. And it's 5 megapixel.
Yeah.
It's on the side, upper right-hand corner, I believe. Yeah.
Depends on which way you're looking at it, I guess.
If you're looking at the screen... If you're holding it like you would be looking at it, it's on the upper right-hand corner on the back, I believe. Yes,
yeah.
I know it is. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to stick with that.
No, it is. I just turned it around in my head.
Oh. You're like...
Did you see me do it? I was watching the camera.
I get you.
I didn't have a 3D representation. I need a leap motion so I can... it has a much better screen, a true 1080. It's like
1920
by 1080.
Yep.
Or, it's not 1080, though. It's a different number. It's like 1,200.
1920 by 1,200. I'm going to stick with that.
Why do they call it 1080 then? Why is it true 1080 if it's not actually 1080?
Because there's probably borders on apps. So
I'm just saying.
It's the first device for Netflix that will stream true 1080, which is pretty crazy.
It's pretty solid.
The price point is insane.
It went up though, right?
$30. So it's $229 now. Oh, darn. And I didn't catch what size. I'm assuming that's 16 gig. I could look it up. 16.
And
so it's 16, 32,
and then
64.
Then there's an LTE one.
Okay.
Instead of 3G. And the LTE works with not Sprint, but the other three, whatever that turns out to be.
T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon.
Yes. I just thought it was weird that Sprint wasn't included, but I think it's because they don't have a lot of LTE probably.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool that it's going to be in Best Buy and Walmart for sale.
Sneaking them out there.
I think it means, I mean, I really think that's good news for them, you know, because...
It probably smells of the defeat of the Windows market.
Oh, that, and but then it gives people, you know, like, I mean, there's a lot of people that just say, oh, iPad, you know, it's like, it's that much better.
Well,
but
people
when you,
call them iPad, it's like Kleenex.
But when you look at them, right, but when you look at them side by side and you see that it's $100 less than the Mini, I think it'll be a good thing for them.
I wonder if that's why they upped the price.
They're probably trying to make some more money.
Well, no, but I mean, like, because it's exactly $100 less now. Because it's $329.
Gotcha. Maybe.
I don't know. Just like a psychological
thing. Right.
You know, like, huh, those are exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that one's got a two and that one's got a three.
Yeah, nobody has to do, like, difficult math.
They're like, wow, how much less is that? That's what got to carry the... is that a triangle?
Is that pi? Did you bring
a hypotenuse in there?
Cosine?
Oh, definitely hypotenuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And the screen resolution we talked about, but they're like, oh, the highest screen resolution on a 7-inch tablet, it's like 332 ppi. It's like way better than the other one.
Yeah. Which seems crazy to me, because like, I mean, I...
It's like small enough where it's hard to tell almost, like,
right.
Really? But... Whatever.
I get you.
Like, people are crazy about the Retina iPads compared to the other ones, I guess. I mean, it happens, but...
No, I want to see one. I would like to see one and check it out. Nicole, she she's been using the hell out of mine. You know, it's like I'll be on my computer looking up stuff, and she like she would much rather use that. And she's like, yeah, oh, how much is it? She, I mean, she's in love with it. So she's looking at getting one also, which I thought was cool.
She's going to have a better one than you, and you're going to be like, oh, man, come on, guys.
I'll just sell her mine and get a new one.
There you go.
No, that's fine with me.
Oh, man. I don't know why I do that voice.
Oh, man.
And they also announced a little ditty.
Chromecast.
Called Chromecast. I don't think they did anything for Chrome. They had like, oh, Chrome 57's coming out. Cool.
57, Mike.
I don't know what number they're on. It's high.
57, though? Is that what you're...
What number is it? Find the number.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's going to be 57, and you're going to be like, all right, you win.
It's not going to be 57.
I know. I think it's in the 40s.
32.
Chrome 32. 32-bit. Is that a 32-bit?
Google Chrome. 28. Get the F out of here.
I doubled it.
No. Chrome is up to date also. Just a ver. Would you like to see the checkbox?
Hey, oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, you're doubting me, though. You're like, oh, no, this guy's fucking with me right now.
I doubled it, and then I went up to the next one. 57. Anyway, yeah, so I didn't hear anything about Chrome. Nobody cared. Not even Android or Google. So Chromecast. It's a little dongle. A dingle dongle. You hook up to your TV.
Plugs into HDMI.
HDMI.
I think that's sweet, because I was kind of pissed. At first, I thought it was USB, and I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
It has USB on the other end. The USB micro, you have to charge it at some point. That's what worries me.
Oh. Well, I guess that's not a big deal, though.
Oh, but how many people are going to have it hooked up to the back of the TV? It's going to die, and they're never going to think about it again.
Wait, what? Oh, like, are you saying, you're saying they would just leave it plugged in?
Yeah, because they're like, I need to charge it, and then, oh, whatever, I'll do it later, and then they're never going to think about it again.
Right. That's, all I would do is just plug it into my power strip and be like, whatever.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
the only thing that would be cool is, yeah, I guess I didn't look at what, like, battery life would be for it.
I assume it's got to be pretty good. There's got to be nothing to the thing.
Right. But
it's basically
so,
a little small processor with a Wi-Fi chip.
So you think about stuff like bringing it elsewhere, like somebody's house.
Presentations.
Yeah.
Well, when they get that far, we'll get that to that point. Let's take a step back first. Let's take a step back.
HDMI.
Here's what it does. It hooks up to your HDMI, and you are able to... It essentially supports HTML5, video, and audio, and Flash. And that's all it supports right now. So, like...
Why did they do Flash? So nobody knows.
Silverlight is not... doesn't work with that right now. Which most videos, it's probably still pretty 50-50. Not 50-50, but
no, it's
more people
are
moving to HTML5, but there's still a lot of sites that run on Silverlight because it crashes on me, and I'm like, wow, what the fuck? And then, so they allow you to do some web browsing, like, it's basically it's for YouTube and Netflix right now, essentially. And Pandora is coming, and you can use it for Google Play Music and movies.
And they released the SDK to developers, so it wouldn't surprise me if we saw apps for...
It'll start coming.
Yeah.
Games.
Games. Like, the thing that I question is, like, what kind of games are you going to be playing? Like, because then you're still going to have to, like, control from the iPad then. From the...
It works with...
Tablet or your phone.
Well, the thing... And this is where they're definitely beating Apple, is that it is open. Like, it works on iOS. Like, you could have YouTube on iOS and Netflix on iOS and use it.
So.
Which is smart.
It's.
But it's still, it's funny because it's like Nexus Q in a little dongle form.
Well, and minus quite a few features still. Because the Nexus Q.
It had outputs. I mean, other than that, like, it still has that other people can help control it. It still has that. You could add to a playlist on it.
Right. The problem I have is, like, I had problems figuring out, like, what I would truly use it for, like, at my place. Like, I guess my place is set up different than most households, where the TV is out in the living room and your computer is going to be in an office, possibly.
So I think, honestly, most people have laptops at this point.
So you think it's just, like, I don't know if I'd ever be, well, I guess that could be nice. Hey, check out this YouTube video, turn on my TV so they don't have to look at my stupid little screen. Never mind.
We do that with, like, so you could do that with AirPlay, right? So we've done that.
Right.
But the other thing we use ours a lot for is pictures, like AirPlay over pictures. But that, I mean, it doesn't support it. Google doesn't. Yeah, I'm sure that won't be long, right? But
no, it does. They showed slideshows.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, let's see. There you go. But that's like a huge thing. We're like, oh, and you just throw it up. And it,
yeah, because I saw the slideshows and I was like, well, that would be sweet because I have all my pictures that go to my Google Drive and
right
videos and pictures.
It's funny though. Josh brought up a good point. Is he asked me how big it was because, because he's like, well, my TV's mounted to the wall.
Oh, and I guess it depends on which way. Well,
if you don't have a side facing,
what kind of TV do you have if you don't have side facing?
He said he had an older TV because it's the one in his bedroom that he would want it for. But I mean, still, I mean, there's going to be problems with no matter what. I mean,
yeah.
Like, well, my thought was, I don't have enough HDMI ports. I already have one less than I need.
Get a HDMI switch, then.
Yeah, but that's expensive, too.
They're bad.
Last time I looked, they were still around 100. I think maybe they're less now, but
I think I got rid of it. I had one.
But, I mean,
anyways.
I don't use it. I either have my Xbox or my PlayStation hooked up, and I don't really use my Xbox, so it's not hooked up.
I get you.
The PlayStation takes precedence because it has Blu-ray. I don't use that often either, though. Mostly I just use the Apple TV.
Makes sense.
And sometimes I use my regular AVs to play regular Nintendo.
Makes sense. And when you buy it, you also get 3 months free Netflix.
For now. They said that's limited time, so that won't be forever. But right. And my thoughts was, I hope that's everywhere and not just on Google Play. But I didn't see if it was on Amazon or not. Because who was giving it to you? Is it Google themselves? Because I saw that it said you got emailed a promo code when you bought it, when it shipped. So it's not like with it. So I didn't know if Amazon included it. Although I thought it did based on what I was reading. But you never know. But I mean, so we didn't say, but the price is $35.
Is that crazy?
Which is pretty crazy. But at the same time, it makes sense because it's just a, you know.
Yeah, but it's like you can't get anything tech anymore, I feel like, for $35.
For under 100, really. Like, 100 is like that magic line, right?
It's like, it wouldn't, like, I would have been like, oh.
Even the Fitbits are $100.
I would have been like, oh, $100? That's, you know, even that would still be like a decent price.
Roku, what'd you get your Roku for? 60?
That was 60.
That was refurbished, Mike.
Yeah, I think they
that
were.
That was on Woot.
I think, yeah, exactly.
And I think they sell the smaller ones. But, yeah. But $35, then with the 3 months free, that's about $24. So you're really only paying $11 for the thing. Are you looking on Amazon right now to see if it's there?
It's not. That's what I was doing.
Interesting. But yeah. So anything else that they announced? Nothing really. Outside of that?
Yeah, no.
4.3 is coming on the Nexus 7 right now. You could buy it, I think, immediately.
You can get it. You do not have to.
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can buy the new Nexus 7. Yes, they are available now.
And obviously, yeah, 4.3 is free if you have the Nexus device. It said the Google Play editions of phones would come a little later, so they're still not even because, you know, like Samsung and HTC have their Google Play editions.
2.8 inches long, 1.4 inches wide, half inch thick. So that's not very big. I mean, wall mounted, that's, you may have problems if you only have a rear facing HDMI, but it'll be close.
But at that point, you probably have something else hooked up and you don't care anyway. But yeah. So that was Google stuff. Earlier this week, Motorola had an announcement. They announced some new Droid phones. Or not Motorola, even Verizon had the announcement, I think. I don't remember what they were. A Droid Mini, a Droid Max, and a Droid Ultra. The Ultra is claiming it has 48-hour battery life. That's the only
crazy
thing I saw come out of that.
That's the only thing I had seen.
I don't think anybody cares about Droids.
No, I think...
In the sense of Droids.
I think Randy is waiting for Google to have some
Motorola X August 1st. I think.
Oh, Yeah.
I think that's what they said. Don't quote me on that. Unless you look it up and I'm right, then you can quote me all you want. Typically, that's how it works. But that's, although most of the Motorola X, I feel like a lot of it's already leaked, but they're having their, well, a lot of pictures of it anyway. Do you see the new Lumia that came out with the crazy camera on the back? That the camera's gotten insane reviews, but they're like, we wish it was on Android, not on Windows Phone, because Windows Phone sucks.
No, I missed that.
The Lumia 1020 or something.
Damn it, I read it. I had read an article.
About?
And it wasn't, I thought it was Ubuntu, but maybe it was just straight Linux.
Oh, they're doing a Kickstarter to make their phones?
And they need 32
Canonical,
million.
Canonical.
Yeah, they're looking for $32 million Kickstarter.
Is that what they think they're going to get?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? I didn't see the number. I just saw, hey, they're kickstarting their new phones.
$32
million. Did you find it? What's it called?
No, I'm trying to find it right now.
That's so much money.
But they, like, when I checked, they had already raised like... It was like $3 million. I mean, $3 million isn't much.
Were they doing it on Kickstarter?
Yeah. Literally on Kickstarter. Let's see if I can find it.
Canonical.
How you doing over there?
Canonical. I don't know how to say the word. And then now I've just said it so many times that it doesn't sound like anything.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
It's like
saying ladle.
Ladle. Ladle. Canonical.
Frick.
Canonical provides energy. So anyway. They want a lot of money. I can't even spell Kickstarter, apparently. How canonical, it's C-A-N-O-N-I-C-A-L.
You find the Kickstarter?
No, I found an article about it. I'll go to the Kickstarter, because I'm sure there'll be a link.
C-A-N what?
C-A-N-O-N-I-C-A-L. We're going to make a phone. Kickstarter claims.
Canonical.
$32 million.
Right? Was that right? It was 32?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that, that's unbelievable.
But if they continue to raise 1 million per day for the next 29 days, it should be able to reach its 32 million goal with ease.
That's retarded. That's straight
it's
up.
It's all about the pre-orders.
But there's not even it's not even a good deal. Like, you're paying full price for a phone on there.
How much is it? Like 6
yeah. 6 the cheapest one was 600, but they sold out. So you can do
phone.
So you can do $800 one.
Think
right
all
now.
The crazy stuff you could do, all the cool apps you'd have.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have anything.
Think of all the cool apps you'd have. You could connect it to your Linux phone though, or Linux computer, I bet. Canonical. It's not showing up for me.
Are you effing with me?
I'm on Kickstarter right now and I searched for it.
They're calling. Oh, it's on Indiegogo. That's why.
Oh, that's what it was.
That's why I asked you if it was on Kickstarter. They've raised $6 million so far.
That's not enough.
$6 million.
Ubuntu Edge, is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
$6,234,686.
And
with 27 days left.
And the cheapest one is $725 right now.
$20, you could be a founder.
Yeah, F out of here, huh?
2,000 people didn't say that. 2,000 people said, okay. $418 said $30, and you don't have to pay for shit.
What tards? Why would...
$725. Oh, there's only 400 left. Guys, get it while it's $725 before it goes up to seven. Why would someone pay?
It is. It's a sweet looking phone, though.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
What did you look at the pictures?
I'm looking right at it.
If it had Apple, if it had iOS on it, you'd be like, that looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, because then it would look sweet.
Get the fuck out of here. This freaking guy, cripes.
It's Reddit AMA time.
Anyways.
What's the highest thing they have? Ooh, 80,000.
Yeah. It's for...
Oh, you can get 100 of them.
100? It's for corporations, basically.
Enterprise 100 bundle. Arrives in May of 2014.
Yeah, cool.
$10,000, you can get one of a kind. he received one of the first 50 numbered phones to roll off the production line.
Newsflash, not that serious.
And email access to the designers and engineers building the phone and its apps. Plus, an exclusive VIP invite to join Mark Shuttleworth at an upcoming unveiling event. Whoa. Oh, and free shipping.
Oh.
Only $10,000.
That's awesome.
I don't know why we're talking about this.
No, it was one it's piece crazy. Of news. We were talking about phones, and that was phones. One thing that I thought was crazy.
That's super crazy.
They're trying to raise $32 million.
What's 28 days from now? So that's 4 weeks, right?
And I don't remember how much percentage of that goes to Indiegogo, but that's going to be a solid $32 million.
That's what I always think about, like, with big Kickstarter things, like the pedal, the OUYA, like say, people making movies.
I would imagine, like, say it's PayPal fees. That's 3%.
It's like
that's a lot of money.
300,000. I mean, out of 32 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of change.
Welcome to Indiegogo. So anyway, go pre-order that now on Indiegogo. New droids. Randy's Moto X is coming August 1st. Made in America, for Americans. Do you have anything else you want to say about Google before we talk about Apple?
I think they're kicking ass.
I think Apple's also kicking ass. Thank you. No, I was talking about Google still. Oh. All right. Fair enough. So anyway.
Apple. Let's talk about Apple, of course. Come on, Randy. We already talked about Android for half the podcast.
Apple announced their earnings yesterday.
How were they?
They were good. They beat the street.
They were good.
Not great.
They were good.
They had 7.47 billion revenue on 35.3 billion of income.
That's pretty crazy.
No big deal. They shipped 31 million iPhones.
20% of their income is just going straight to their top line.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
$4 for paying for things, $1 for me.
That's crazy to me.
So when I buy an iPhone for $200, just like 40 of that goes straight to Steve Jobs' pocket.
That's
if he was still alive. It goes straight to Tim Cook's pocket.
It goes to Steve Jobs.
It goes to Ireland.
Yes. good one.
They shipped 31 million iPhones. Mm-hmm. Last year's quarter of the same quarter, they shipped 37.4. So, oh no. Or no, that's last quarter. But 26 million last year, so they're good. But it only shipped 14.6 million iPads. And this is the first quarter that they've not had growth in iPads.
Because everybody has one.
You know what else? Okay, so
it's like iPod sales. What do you want? They don't die.
That's the problem, really, is people aren't updating them every 2 years or, you know, like phones, really. Right. I mean, I still have an iPad, too.
What?
Look out. Yeah. Oh,
that's just it. It's like nobody needs.
That's what I thought when I thought about it, and I thought everyone I know has an iPod or an iPad. It's like an iPod. That's what it is.
No. Oh. You just lied to all of our fans out there.
Or they have a tablet of some sort.
That's better.
But, I mean, most of them do have iPads. Except for you.
And Josh.
Josh has an iPad.
What the fuck does he have an iPad for?
I don't
for
know.
For Tracy. He's got a note.
He has an iPad.
Tracy has an iPad.
No,
Josh has a note.
I think she has a Kindle Fire.
Shit. I'm not going to text him. Whatever. So it's literally only me?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. I think they're building an empire against me.
Without us. So you. Anyways. So, like, no, but, like, I literally thought about it, and I'm like, even the people I wouldn't think would have them, have, like, everybody has iPads or a tablet of some sort.
Right.
And it's like you're going to stop selling them. So, eventually, right? And then the other thing was, like, so they were upset that Mac sales were down, right? Well, you know what? So they're comparing this to last quarter. Last quarter at WWDC, they launched the iPad with Retina display. They sold a ton of those when they first launched them.
Yep.
They haven't launched any new computers. They updated the Air, but it wasn't a huge update. The pros haven't been updated. The Mac pros were updated, but they haven't been on sale yet. They just showed us a preview, right?
Right.
And basically throughout the whole earnings call, they said, just wait till the fall. We're going to kick butt. Which, you know, maybe they introduce some new things. Who knows what'll happen? And they'll obviously have a new iPhone. New iPads are coming inevitably within the next 3 months. A iWatch or a TV, maybe something in that market. Who knows? Fitbit. But they beat the street and they made a ton of money. So the other thing, I read an article saying, like, they're, because they, a year ago or a year and a half ago, they launched, they're starting to repurchase stock because they had, you know, to help get it out of there or whatever, to spend some of their money that they have sitting around. Someone noticed that they've been buying it at like 4 times the rate they said they were going to. Like, they're just buying it like crazy right now. Because I think they're doing it, they said, because obviously it's cheap right now and they expect it to go up in the near future. So they're buying it back while it's cheap.
That's, well, makes sense. They got cash. Why not?
Right. Well, they took out a loan. Because that's why everyone started saying about their tax practices. Because it cost them less to take out the loan and pay the interest on it.
Right. Than it does
the cost it would have taken them to have their money brought
back
over.
That's so not right. Ugh.
Do you think, aside from the fact that it's Apple, right? Let's just say you had money over there. Like, do you think that's the part that's not right? Like, how much they get charged to bring money that they have in another bank?
No, it's not that. It's the loophole to go around paying the tax. And it wouldn't matter. Like, if Google was doing the same thing, I wouldn't agree with that. Because
do you think it's right that they get charged that much for doing it, though? Like, shouldn't you be able to move your money from where you want it to be? Like,
no. Like, what's the purpose of keeping it offshores?
I don't know. That's what cool people do. Villains in movies.
That's right. I don't think
Does that make Apple a villain?
I don't think there's...
Of course it does.
Like, I don't know. You know, if we were more into money laundering and stuff, I'm sure there's, like, a solid, legit purpose to have offshore accounts. But it's like, if you open them, you have to know that there's going to be fees for getting that money around. It's
right,
not like,
right.
You know, it's not
it's
like,
it's not like
oh.
You put it in there and then you were surprised later when you tried to take it out,
right?
Right.
You know, it's
or
like
in Blow when they just took all the money and gave you a book.
Thank
and then
you
never had
yeah.
anything.
Maybe we need to be just, maybe we'll do some research on money laundering.
We should probably get someone in here about the fiscal cliff.
Yeah. Or wait, what the...
The cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger.
Because that's happening. That's a big
deal. That's not a buzzword anymore, huh?
No, not
fiscal
really.
Fiscal cliff.
That happened. We went over it. We survived. Maybe not Detroit, but everybody else. There's a lot of rumors of a bigger iPad, a 13-inch iPad, which just seems bananas.
Is that retarded? That seems
crazy. The only
to me.
Thing I could think of the reason they would do that is if somehow they were making some sort of hybrid, like a laptop pad.
Like an Ultra Tab?
Like kind of like how the Windows has their...
So they're trying to compete with Windows.
Or like Lenovo, they have the Yoga that like flips around. The only reason I could possibly think for them to launch of that big of an iPad is that they would think that majoritively it would be used as a screen. Or if it detached, maybe. Like from this sort of base.
I wonder if it's going to be made, if it's going to be targeted towards...
business.
No, like artists.
Oh, like drawing and stuff. So what most people you have, like, I think it's like a... Starts with a W. Wacom
Shelby tablet. It's funny because Shelby was just talking about the one that Wacom.
Wacom. Yeah, I don't
Wacom?
Know. Something. I see it Wacom. Some places. Sometimes I'm not an artist. Yeah, like it's like black. Like I don't know how people draw it because you can't see what you're drawing.
Yeah, that's what it is. Wacom.
But I don't know. Supposedly they're making bigger iPhones and stuff too. It's all rumor and speculation though. Who knows? Right.
Yes, and so what do you? How do you feel about a bigger iPhone?
Like, I'm pretty content with the size I have, especially I've seen Josh's giant phone.
That's just ridiculous.
But
he's happy, so that's what's cool.
But
anyway,
I think I could go for like a 4.2. Like, what's yours?
4.3.
4. Like, I feel like that's pretty decent size. Like, but at the same time, I don't ever like. God, I wish I had more screen real estate right now. I never think that.
Help you on your apps.
They're all pretty. Because
you could have them more on your screen.
All right.
But that's, like, me and Kyle at work were talking, you know, and it's like I showed him, and we've done the same thing, you know, where I took my phone out of its case and put them, like, side by side.
So you have an iPhone 5?
And it's crazy to, like, see, because what size is the screen officially on
that? 4 inches.
4 inches. And it's crazy to see, like, my phone is just, like, a millimeter wider and almost the exact same length. And they're the same thickness. And it's like, but mine has
it's
so much
it's
screen
a different ratio.
Yeah. That's like why. Mine has so much screen real estate. So it wouldn't, like, it wouldn't, he's like, you know, I don't need extra screen space. So I don't know why they would, he's like, you know, what they're doing is a good thing right now. But I think the problem that Apple is seeing is there, I think the greater community is looking for similar screen size to, not to even just Android, but just more screen size.
Bigger is better.
Right.
That's America.
Well, and there's a fine line between bigger is better with your phone. Josh's is way too big. It's just ridiculous.
The problem is nobody has the same sized hands.
Right.
I mean, it's what you're comfortable with.
Well, like you said, you know, it's like, oh man, that phone looks so much smaller in Shaq's hands.
Right. Like, I mean, every commercial they have, it's LeBron, right? Like
there's that. Yeah, LeBron. That's right.
This isn't the 90s, Randy. Shaq still plays.
Yeah. Thank you.
It was a joke. Let's just focus here.
For all right. I'm focused. I'm not raging.
Let's go watch Shazam after this. Okay. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. Like, when they use it, it doesn't seem big, but in Josh's hands, it looks huge. Like, and when I pick it up, I'm like, this thing is a monster.
Seriously.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's all rumor anyway. Right. Hi.
What's up, guys?
How much? Seriously. Have a good night. Yeah. So I think there's a fine line between screen size, and I think that where that line is somewhere around 4.2, 4.3.
I like your screen. I think is decent size. Like I think that's a good size.
It's
like
it's,
I wouldn't want anything much bigger.
I really don't want anything bigger. It's, you know, like I can like the one thing that they're like they're always like, oh, but with the iPhone, you know, it's like you can reach everything with your thumb. And I'm like, I can reach everything with my thumb on my screen too. What's your guys' freaking problem here? You know.
Yeah. And speaking of podcasts. Apple announced they hit their 1 billionth subscription to podcasts, which is funny because people are like, oh, podcasts, they don't care about the podcast side of things anymore. Apple, they say that about Apple, right?
Right.
But clearly they still care, a little bit at least.
No, I think it's just a milestone. I don't think they care about it.
But, like, really, where else do you get podcasts? I mean, people host them, like, on their site, but, like, to go to subscribe to them and stuff, like, without using RSS.
Right.
That's really the only other way still. I don't know. Are there good podcast apps on Android?
I've never looked, honestly.
I just watch videos, Mike.
Yep.
But yeah, so that happens. The Apple developer site's been down for about a week now.
Yeah, I'd gotten an email saying that was happening.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Apple.
Why would you get that, Randy?
Because I'm up in their business.
Yeah, you know, I like to check stuff out, too.
I didn't say anything. You asked yourself.
I'm sure you're like, what the fuck's that guy doing?
He's in my business.
It's my nightmare.
But
Flipboard.
Yeah. So Flipboard is coming to the web.
Nice.
Welcome. I don't know. I don't use Flipboard anymore.
I don't either. It's one of those things that I do, but it's only when I've done everything else.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll go see what Flipboard is looking like today. I don't know. Like, when I first got the iPad, like, it was one of the coolest things on there, but...
Like, oh, look it, I can flip it!
Whoosh. It was super cool.
Was yours, like, whoosh. Was it Pages, or was it...
It's like...
Sketchpad style.
Right, I don't know. It's on the web. You can look at it on the web.
Netflix!
Netflix had some earnings announcement, which were actually pretty good. They rose 49 cents per share, beating expectations of 40 cents, which is good. That doesn't seem like a lot, but per share, that's quite a
Yeah, that's a lot.
Sales increased 20% to $1 billion, like over $1 billion, which seems crazy.
Is it surprising? How many people do you know that don't have Netflix?
You. My grandparents.
They've got cable.
Yeah. That's it.
Thanks.
Your parents?
My parents don't. They don't have internet that would support that.
See, so
I'm trying to get that changed.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of people I know that don't have it.
I know.
Do they have it?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody I know.
Fair enough.
Keeping in mind the conversation we just had, somehow still got 6,300 new subscribers.
No, 630,000,
which is insanity. And that's actually what their exact goal was, or where they thought they should be, but Wall Street wanted 700,000, so that's a big deal. But, like, seriously, how do almost 1 million people still not have Netflix?
People like me.
That are getting it still, though, somehow.
We're cord-cutting from Netflix, Mike. Randy, no, that's not how it works.
We're web video cutting. Oh, you didn't hear about this new thing?
Yeah.
It puts it right into my mind. I'm basically in the movie.
I just go to Wiki and read about the plot and
yeah, it saves me $8 a month. I can read what I want when I want
exactly.
to.
Exactly, it's so awesome.
And if I read it on the internet, it's true.
It's exactly right.
Bad sellers and what have you. And they got some Emmy nominations for their shows, which is crazy and actually kind of a big deal because that's cool.
Yep.
They're the new HBO, as they like to say. And in the last bit of news I had, the Hopper won a battle against Fox. I don't think that's really how you spell legal, but...
That's close enough.
The Hopper was found to be not in violation of anything, and they are still going strong.
That's awesome.
Good on you, Dish.
No.
Bite the hand that feeds.
It's true.
Because if you piss off all the content holders, you won't have a business. But... Win for consumers.
Except that's all that matters at this point.
But yeah, that's all the real news I had. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I had a couple things. Samsung tonight had actually released their quarterly stats also, or quarterly earnings.
Oh, snaps.
They did...
Well, I would assume.
Yeah. $51 billion in total sales. And
51?
Yeah.
That's quite a bit.
And then 8.5.
Oh, they launched their new phone.
Yeah, and then 8.5 is just straight profit.
It's pretty decent.
Yeah. So it's not quite
20%.
It's not quite Apple percent, but...
It's more...
But
the number's higher.
Yeah. And, but they have, I mean, consistent growth basically. And I forget, I had read, let me see. Dang it. I thought they had
about,
said.
Was it about
I thought it was
Kanye
gonna,
Quest 3033?
No. I thought they had said something about the phone on how much, like, what percentage it was just related to the phone. But... It didn't, so. But it's a 9% increase from last quarter, so that's crazy. Is that crazy?
If they didn't already own Android, well, apparently they do now.
And then...
Oh, Amazon had a net loss of $7 million.
That's not bad.
Net loss?
Yeah, $7 million only?
Yeah.
I would have expected more, just because they're still doing crazy stuff.
Their sales, they had $15.7 billion in sales.
That's insane. That's insane. $15 billion.
Just throwing that out there. But we have the discussion every time we read Amazon's stock prices or earnings is that...
Did you catch a story on The Verge today also about Google, how it was rumored that they... possibly demoed a new
helpouts
set-top box at CES similar to AirPlay and Roku.
Google TV?
It wasn't Google TV, though. Like that, crazy?
Like that they almost did?
No, that they did. That it was an unpublished demo.
Oh.
You'll have to read the article on Verge.
I've heard of that site before.
Yeah? How about, have you heard of Zynga?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, the story?
Oh, that they lost $16 million in revenues, down 31%.
Did you see what the users, active
they,
users...
They, like, lost, a million users or something? Like,
no, they went from... second quarter, they had 72 million active users. That's unreal. To only 39 million in second quarter. That's almost half of all of your users.
That's probably good. Good thing good thing the guy from Xbox went there. That made a lot of sense.
$15.8 million loss. No big deal. You think
they're on a comeback.
So it was rumored that because they were going to start looking at doing online gambling, like legit gambling.
Yeah.
And they're going to put that on hold right now, which seems stupid. Because that's the only way you're going
to
make money.
Because you need to gamble. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Just like gambling. Good one.
This Evan guy. And then my only other thing I had was regarding Microsoft and the Xbox One. You know how they flip-flopped from...
They're flippy-floppers.
Yeah.
Might as well call it Xbox Flippy-Flop.
Swim trunks and flippy-floppies?
Yeah.
Nice. So we had talked about a while ago that they were going to not allow you to sell games. You couldn't use them.
You have to go through them publishing.
Used
games. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, now they're going to allow developers to self-publish to the Xbox One.
Yeah, which is crazy. But it's smart. How do they not do that already? Look at iOS or Android at this point is getting
right.
There. Like, they're making money hands over fist, like selling apps.
Yep.
Which, guess what? Most of them are games.
Well, it's like,
you know how that, guess what you do? You sell games. Stupid heads.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Apparently, Cowboy Stadium is now AT&T Stadium.
It's just like, do you think, like, how much do you think Ballmer is just like, eh?
What do you think he's like in, like, a meeting? Like, do you think he runs around and yells the whole time?
Yes.
We got this great, he's crazy. He's can't even do anything. He's a crazy head.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Is what it is.
Yes, indeed. Well, you have anything else you want to throw in the ring, or you want to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
As always, we appreciate you joining us on this odyssey of verbal communication that we like to call our podcast.
It's true.
If you want to join us next week, you can go find us on iTunes and subscribe.
You can come on over to my place.
You can just hang out here, apparently. Yeah. You just got an open invite. Todd Grimmelkamp. You could like us on Facebook at Facebook/BleedGeek.
You
with
got
those
that?
Words, Google Facebook and Bleed Geek, you'll find it.
It's true.
Or go to Facebook and search. I almost called it Google.
And if you don't have a Facebook, then...
Good for you. Damn the man.
Well done. They're not creeping on you, at least.
Oh, the NSA bill got passed still.
Yeah.
We don't want you to rant, though.
We'll save that for next week.
Twitter, we're there.
At... BleedGeek. Twitter.com/BleedGeek.
Tumblr, we have one.
BleedGeek.tumblr.com. Go go like some of our posts out there, because they're there.
Email, we do that.
Fans@BleedGeek.com.
If you're more of a typification communicator. Or if you're a verbal communicator, you could give us a call.
Or send us a text message. 406-794-3357.
Or...
406-794-GEEKS.
Or you could do all those things. Or you could follow us individually on the Twitter or the Instagrams.
It's true. I am at the Crandall. Two L's.
I am at Mike037. So yeah, thanks for listening. Go check out The Point After Attempt. Football season's coming up.
It's true. Check out their podcast. Good details out there.
Yeah. I'm Mike Girl.
I'm Randy the Android Orvis.
Have a good night.